Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Karen Reed trial just took another wild turn, and this one has the courtroom buzzing. It has Judge Beverly Canoe literally shaking and everyone going, what the hell just happened? Just as the defense and the prosecution were going over all the motions, Judge Beverly Canoe abruptly called a recess, later returning with what she called grave concern. And now the latest legal battle is over expert witnesses from ARCCA, ARCA, the group hired to reconstruct the night John O'Keefe died. The prosecution wants them gone, accusing the defense of hiding financial ties and witness coaching. And if the judge sides with the prosecution, it could shake Reed's entire case. But is the real problem here, or is it just another tactic full of legal chess moves? Today we're joined by defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis to help us break all of this down. Eric, the judge's reaction here was very strong, stronger than we normally see. I've never seen a judge so shaken up like we saw in this. Could this just be a procedural issue, or do you think the defense is in some real trouble here now?
You know, Tony, it's pretty unusual for the judge to just completely stop a hearing in the middle and you know, say, hey, I have kind of the secret information and it's really problematic. We got to stop the hearing. That part has certainly raises some eyebrows. On the other hand, the judge has been somewhat dramatic throughout the whole case. In my opinion, I watched the first trial. And so, you know, is there something really significant here? I think we're all kind of waiting with bated breath for the court to disclose more information.
I mean, we're going to take a look at some clips here in just a moment of everything leading up to Judge's reaction, and we'll show you Judge Beverly Canoe's reaction here in just a moment. But before we even dive into what is being discussed here, why she had the reaction she did, let's take a look at the prosecution and those moments leading up to what they are claiming is you know, something that's not right, something that should not have been happening here, this relationship with the defense and ARCA. Let's take a look.
What we see back in March 22nd, 2024, is that there are conversations between the defense, Attorney Jackson, and Daniel Wolf, who's one of these ARCA witnesses. Thank you so much for taking the time to get on the phone with me this morning pursuant to our conversation. Please feel free to forward an engagement letter to this email address. I will get that countersigned and return to you forthwith along with your retainer as required. Commonwealth, as I understand it, was not aware of any promise, rewards, or inducements or payment. They relied on a reciprocal discovery order of this court for that information. Response, hi, Alan. Subsequent to our conversation on Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office asked we pause any further conversation until we received additional information from their office regarding how our involvement will move forward. Now, it's not the opinion that troubles me. It's the relationship, and Commonwealth should have an even playing field. Saturday, June 22nd, Daniel Wolf writes, Alan, I spent some time this morning putting together a brief outline of my qualifications, also attached my D&T list. I obviously won't say what the response is verbatim, but I gave you a general sense of what my response would be. Again, I thought your questioning during the voir dire was fantastic, so please feel free to make whatever changes you feel necessary. Now, this isn't information provided by the defense in reciprocal discovery. This is information provided by the federal government after numerous requests, two requests, and an insistent, the best I can, to get as much information as I can. We then are provided an outline of questions and answers for a direct examination. The Commonwealth did not have the luxury, the privilege, did not even know that there was an outline that was being disseminated by this totally independent witness who took no side other than that of the truth. What follows from this outline is then the outline with remarks from this independent expert who knows nobody. So we see in the margins in the notes, this fair-minded, objective witness says, not being able to inspect the vehicle is something that is not uncommon in your line of work, and he writes, absolutely not, and then he comments, not sure if you want to put this somewhere in the direct examination. I have a feeling they, the Commonwealth, are going to argue. I didn't personally inspect the vehicle. I had enough information from the material I reviewed, so it wasn't necessary. Need to show the jury it doesn't matter in this case.
What's the date of that?
It's not dated. The TUI request is a recent February response, but they send random documents. There's no real accounting. Now, I'm not saying that undermines the conclusions of ARCA, or not. I'm not saying they're not qualified witnesses, but it certainly shows some bias. I've turned over a lot less in this case than this. Another comment. Would it be fair to say because you had a lot of nighttime visibility work, your cases frequently involve pedestrians? Yes, unfortunately, there is a direct correlation between the time of day and pedestrian fatalities. Statistically speaking, most pedestrian fatalities occur during the evening and night hours. That would have been nice to have. So my specialty in the area of lighting and human factors results in a lot of my cases involving pedestrians. Pretty important stuff in this case. And then he comments, if you don't want me to say this, that's fine. That's fine. Shh. Don't tell them. Have you qualified as an expert in court before? Yes. I realized my testimony, I said it 20 times when you asked how many I've been qualified. I misinterpreted the question. My fault. 11 trials, 7 depositions. Not sure if you want me to clear that up. I don't know if it was ever cleared up. And then a bill from ARCA to the defense for $23,925. That's not trial by ambush. That's getting duped. So I didn't know any of this, but I've tried a few cases. I've been around the federal court a little bit. I know how it works. And sometimes parties pick sides. It creates an imbalance, an unfairness, and then it allows the ability of one side to use ghosts. They create illusions and shields and say something's there and something's happening, a federal investigation, and this person, and then this happens. I don't care if the witnesses testify at trial. I don't care about their opinions, but I care that it's unfair, imbalanced, and hidden. And the Commonwealth, like the defense, is entitled to discovery. So if they can produce the discovery, I'd welcome ARCA.
All right, I'm going to take a recess before the
court. All right, please.
That's not getting ambushed. That's getting duped. Let's start there, Eric. I want to break down how this all got into play, but what's your reaction to that claim?
Just from that clip there, what a baby. What a drama queen. Like, what he's describing seems like normal communications between an attorney and an expert for one side. You know, some of it can be fodder for cross-examination. They can say, hey, this expert is biased, they're a hired gun and whatever. But to make some big production that it's some huge ethical violation, at least based on that clip, I'm not seeing it.
Okay, well, let's try and have you help me and help everybody understand how ARCA is involved here. From what we're understanding, they were brought in initially kind of as a third party to both sides, the defense and the prosecution, to provide information, just unbiased, here's what our findings are on the crash reconstruction, correct? Or can you explain to us how they were brought in initially?
That's my understanding, is that they were enlisted as accident reconstructionists to sort of show the jury how this all played out, what happened during some alleged collision or lack thereof with John O'Keefe and Karen Reed, and to provide expert analysis on that topic.
So with that being said, initially, that's either side can call them up as an expert, not for their specific being an expert for their side alone, just, hey, here's what your findings are. It's the same answer if they're asking it, if they're asking it. Either way, it's the same sort of thing, correct?
That's what the reports I've read indicate.
So where does this go afoul, where then the defense ends up paying them nearly $24,000 in a retainer fee, to, you know, basically be coached and say, we want you to say this or that. And I know expert witnesses are not supposed to technically do that. And I don't think that's really what they were doing, but it does sound like there was some omitting and questions about this. How did this ARCA then get retained by the defense if they were initially put in as not for either side? And obviously you can do that, but what steps were missed here?
Having some impartial expert witness who is not for either side is very unusual. It doesn't happen in Colorado, where I practice. Mm-hmm. And what it seems like is that after there were communications with this expert, the defense sort of were more eager about getting that expert on the defense's side and paying them money. And so as these communications arise, it seems like the experts, in some people's impression, might have been favoring the defense side while discussing what the analysis and testimony might be.
But they paid them. They pay, and I, again, paying an expert witness doesn't necessarily mean, it shouldn't necessarily mean that they're going to be testifying to exactly what you want them to say. That's not how that is ethically supposed to work. Again, supposed to work. The fact that what we heard there in those communications and those records of, I don't have to say this if you don't want me to, they literally went through and kind of coached them how they're going to be talking on the stand. And nobody knew that there was a payment involved here. Nobody knew that this went beyond just basically the state or the government bringing them in to be an impartial expert witness here. That seems to be a big deal to a lot of folks.
I suppose so. I mean, you know, experts don't work for free, so they got to be paid by somebody. But it looks like, you know, the impression that the government is going to cast is that the defense was, you know, trying to gain favor by paying somebody money and say, and essentially, if I give you all this money, $23,000, are you going to give me a favorable expert opinion? And the expert is kind of responding like, hey, yeah, you can sort of pick and choose what's in it. And that that's a bad look, no question.
That is a bad. I mean, if the prosecution did this, I would imagine we'd be reacting the same way as well, would we not? I mean, this just seems. What does this violate? I mean, it seems wrong, I guess. But is this a violation? Is this an ethical violation? Is this a rules violation? Is this some sort of violation? What exactly? Why is this becoming the big deal that it is?
So one thing to be concerned about is like witness tampering, right? But, mm-hmm. but witness tampering requires that you influence a witness to testify falsely. It doesn't appear that these communications went that far. What it seems like is that they were just sort of trying to steer the expert opinion in their direction, paying money for that. Certainly, if the government did that, it would be a bad look too. But the government pays their witnesses also. They fly folks out. They put people in hotels on taxpayer dime. And so this is something that is actually pretty commonplace and happens behind the scenes, not usually discussed in court, though.
But it's usually known it is known. OK, this is a witness for the defense. This is a witness for the prosecution, hired and paid for by either side. There's deception, it appears here, because this was not supposed to be a witness that was necessarily paid for by either side. It was just, okay, this is brought in for the benefit of both. And then it turns out over here, you paid them, you coached them, and you didn't tell anybody that you were doing that, that is part of this twist. So the state's unaware that this is happening. The prosecution is unaware that this is happening. The court is what I mean by saying the state. And so is the jury. The jury is still under the impression that this is, you know, an impartial, middle of the road witness. That seems to be a problem.
There's got to be transparency in terms of payments, in terms of potential biases. And according to the government, they didn't have all of the information regarding the defense paying this person, regarding the defense possibly exerting influence over what the opinion, expert opinion and testimony was going to be. So the government is in there sort of crying a foul, like, hey, this isn't a level playing field. Mm-hmm. And there's also some concealment that's going on. And that's always, you know, kind of a shady issue that arises.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's watch another clip. This is Judge Beverly Canoe and her reaction after they get back from the recess. Take note of the candor in her voice. Take note of her hands. Take note of her body language. Because this, I was kind of taken aback at how shaken she appears today to be. Let's take a look.
Commonwealth just provided the court with information that causes me grave concern. The implications of that information may have profound effects on this defense and defense counsel. So for that reason, I'm going to suspend today so that when we meet again to address these issues, all affected will be appropriately prepared. So I'll see you a week from today. At 11 o'clock in the morning, you can tell me now if that is impossible for you. And where the federal authorities have been kind enough in the past to allow me to have copies of everything, would you be kind enough to call over there or check with whomever you were dealing with to see if I can, in fact, get a copy of everything that you just read?
I can, and there's a brief chronology I think Your Honor should be aware of. If I could add that right now, it would take me less than a minute. The chronology is December 4th, we sent another TUI request, 2024. January 6th, we filed our notice of intention to exclude ARCA experts. January 30th, 2025, the United States Attorney's Office sent a response to both ours and the defense requests. Without any prompting, on February 6, 2025, the defense and the prosecution received an email from the U.S. Attorney's Office saying that the contract had ended with the ACRA experts, and that if either party wanted to engage, the original materials are still protected. This was a change in position about whether a party could engage. On February 11th, we filed the motion to exclude. February 13th, the defense provided us the emails that I read. February 13th, 2025, I think I said the federal government. It was the defense. February 13th, 2025, they sent us the emails and the direct examination outline. We reached out to the federal government again because I was curious about the change in position on February 6th, that the contract has ended, but that parties could contact ARCA. Obviously, the Commonwealth is in no position to contact ARCA because that would naturally preclude the defense from retaining them. So we've refrained and we will not reach out to them.
All right, so the information that was provided to you, not from the federal government, I'd like a copy of before you leave. Before you leave the courthouse today.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that's Judge Beverly getting all that information, and then the prosecution giving their chronology of how things went down. I have some questions, but what's your reaction to that and the timeline and Judge Beverly's physical and emotional reaction to this?
Yeah, the way that the judge is presenting, I mean, she's making these ominous statements and kind of in a very concerned tone. It sounds like this isn't just some like procedural error or something that can be ironed out quickly and easily. She's actually stopping the hearing and then reconvening it later so everyone is prepared to address what she's about to drop on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the grave concerns, the going into how this could affect the defense in many, many ways. I'm just paraphrasing, but it didn't sound good. Could this all be a mistake on the part of the defense? Could this all just be an accident? You know, the attorneys, they're very busy with what they're doing. This seems like it should be more of a, you know, something behind the scenes, something you have some of your assistants doing and such, some people in the office, whoever that may be, to file some of this stuff, to let the court know that you're retaining these folks. Could this be just a really big mess up that, oh my gosh, looks horrible and is really not necessarily nefarious?
It absolutely could be. You know, when there's an expert in a case, whether they are impartial or assigned to one side or the other, that doesn't preclude either side from contacting that expert, from asking them questions, from discussing their potential analysis and testimony. And it seems by and large that that's what was going on. Now, was there some sort of steering on behalf of the defense to get an opinion that's favorable from that expert? Perhaps. And that's entitled, the government's entitled to know that and to cross-examine on it at trial, but is this going to blow up the entire defense and the entire second trial? I don't think so.
I think that's the question everybody has about this, is what kind of impact is this going to have? Is this, what's going to happen here? I mean, I know I've heard many different theories of this could end up getting her attorneys dismissed and they're going to have to, you know, kind of start from square one. It may just get like Jackson kicked off. I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on where this could go based on the reaction you saw from Judge Bev?
You know, clearly the judge is affected by it, thinks it's a big deal. Could it result in the defense attorneys being eliminated from the case? I think that would be unlikely. If there was some ethical violation, that can be pursued through other avenues outside of this criminal trial. Mm-hmm. And to prohibit a defendant's choice of attorney in a case just based on, you know, some dealings that the court found shady would be very unusual.
Well, I mean, we saw it over in Delphi where there was the accusation. I mean, and it turned out that, you know, it was completely out of the control of the actual attorneys when some evidence had leaked out and they were kicked off the case. Granted, that's a very odd case and very odd things happen there. That's not certainly the bar of the norm to put anything against. But it does happen sometimes, does it not?
No, it does. But I think it's more likely that what's going to happen at trial is these experts' credibility is going to be undermined by the government. They're going to bring out all of these sort of backroom discussions that happen to be in writing. And that's going to look pretty bad for the defense. Is it going to sway the entire trial one way or the other? I'm just not convinced of that.
Are they going to be allowed to use information from ARCA into the trial itself, or could that be completely eliminated here by Judge Beverly before we get to trial?
It's interesting. I heard the prosecutor saying that he is not necessarily requesting that the experts be precluded, that they not be allowed to testify. And perhaps that's a strategic move. Perhaps the prosecutor is saying, hey, I've got all this ammo on these, what he thinks are completely biased hack experts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show the jury just what the defense is doing.
Basically, bring them in, and then I can slaughter them over here because you're just teeing it up. But if you don't bring them in, it doesn't really put the ball to be teed up to go after them if there's no one to go after.
Exactly right. There are so many cases, I've handled many, where there are shady issues on behalf of the government or on behalf of somebody else. And sometimes the government just doesn't call that shady witness. Sometimes the defense does the same thing. And the jury never hears about these things that we're discussing today that paint one side in a particular bad light.
How important is the ARCA defense and what they've brought to the table for Karen Reed?
You know, it's central in the sense that it goes to potential cause of death. My understanding is the experts essentially opine that that the damage was not consistent with, does not match being hit by an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really darn important if Karen Reed is saying, hey, I didn't hit John O'Keefe and kill him.
Could they not just bring in another defense, expert witness that can come to the same conclusion, just not ARCA, just somebody else?
You know, they can, but as you mentioned at the beginning of this, there are some chess moves that could be played at that juncture.
Hmm.
If defense gets a second reconstructionist, then the prosecution would be more inclined to call ARCA as a government witness and just show, hey, the defense tried to steer this opinion in their way. They got found out, they got caught, and then they just sort of got a second person. And who's to say they're not, you know, paying and steering the second person in the same fashion?
Well, and it would be knowledge that they are, in fact, paying the second person. Now, that second person should not be giving an expert opinion that just goes in their favor because they're getting a paycheck. So you'd have to get somebody who's going to do it. But yes, that would look really shady either way. It's a big chess move here. What is the safe play? Just completely eliminating ARCA and their findings, and or just those type of findings in general, regardless of who they came from? Don't bring them up in the case? Is it too much of a red herring now to bring in?
Gosh, you know, I think if I'm the government, I kind of want them in there just to show, hey, here's the defense's central assertion, and here's how they have fabricated it and contrived it in a way to try to not only dupe the government, but dupe you, the jury.
Well, obviously the government and the prosecution wants them to come on in, but is that a wise move for the defense at this point?
You know, with every witness, there are good facts and bad facts.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the nature of the game. And so the defense is going to have to weigh the pros and cons of that. It's a bit of a bad look, but it also is an opinion that is central to the defense. And so does that, on the balance, suggest the defense should call him, perhaps?
Oh, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't type situation right now. And what is the least of the damage that they're going to have to try and figure out here?
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.